Last year, chants of Down with Mubarak were a familiar sound in the streets of Cairo. So was the sight of small but determined bands of protesters waving colorful anti-government banners surrounded by black-clad riot police. But today, such scenes are rare, and many opposition activists in the Kafaya movement admit they are frustrated and losing hope. Ahmed Salah is an Egyptian tour guide and coordinator of Kafaya's youth division.
Kafaya as a movement, the Egyptian Movement for Change, is a movement that doesn't follow a political agenda because it is not a political party. So sometimes it seems that it is going in different directions. It's out of focus.
Salah says many activists have begun leaving the movement in despair over its poor organization, lack of vision, and bitter leadership disputes. His branch of Kafaya, Youth for Change, has experienced a dramatic drop in membership from more than 500 to less than 30. He says that unless protesters regroup, refocus, and realize they are in for the long haul, the movement could die out.
Many people have been such dreamers. They are dreaming. They are out of reality. They would think that if we'd go out in the street for a year, making a few demos, actually, if we shout down with Mubarak, Mubarak would fall down after 25 years in office with emergency laws and all powers in his hand. Mubarak is the dictator. He is the autocrat. He is the only ruler. Anyone who would think that just by going out in a few demonstrations and we can actually change everything like that, these people are very unrealistic. It is very important to tell them, no, it is a long path. It is going to be difficult.
Salah joined other Kafaya organizers at a conference last week to discuss the future of the movement. At the meeting, several hundred activists took turns at the podium to voice their opinions about what position Kafaya should take on everything from the Iranian nuclear crisis to the independence of Egypt's judiciary. Held at Freedom Hall in Cairo's lawyer syndicate, the conference was an exercise in free expression unthinkable only 2 years ago. But it also betrayed Kafaya's lack of focus, perhaps a predictable dilemma for an umbrella organization that attempts to unite opposition trends ranging from Islamism to socialism. Organizers admit another problem they face comes from the fact that their movement is made up mostly of intellectuals, writers, artists, and other elites. In order to endure and grow, they say, Kafaya must establish deeper roots in Egyptian society. Wael Khalil, a technology consultant and Kafaya activist, says the movement should learn from Egypt's banned but tolerated Muslim Brotherhood, which earned an unprecedented 88 seats in recent parliamentary elections, thanks in part to its strong grassroots organization throughout Egypt's far-flung villages and cities.
And I think the lesson to get from the Brotherhood is actually to work in politics in a country like Egypt. You have to have roots and work with that roots. So whenever you are mobilizing for a big event, you mobilize through the roots, and then you go back to the roots larger than when you were before and start discussing, okay, was this good? What next?
Khalil says the government is counting on people becoming disappointed and demoralized, so they will stop being active. He believes the only solution is to clarify Kafaya's message and raise its profile among ordinary Egyptians through local meetings and community charity work. Khalil argues that if Kafaya, which means enough in Arabic, offers concrete solutions instead of just criticisms, more Egyptians will sympathize and join the fight.
Sometimes when we walk down the street, people come up, okay, what's the alternative? Okay, if not Mubarak, then who? Okay, what kind of government you're talking about? And really start digging into answers to this question that unify us. I don't think it will be one answer, but we can get a consensus. Okay, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about a transitional government. We're talking about not a new dictator, but a really government that's accountable to the people. And if we formulate that, I think it will be a good way forward.
Cairo-based researcher Josh Stacker is completing a doctoral thesis about Egyptian politics for St. Andrews University in Scotland. He says Kafaya has not done itself any favors by failing to articulate practical political demands.
It was not enough to come out in the street and say enough. It had to go beyond that, and it never really did. And now the fact that they're doing it, they're playing catch-up, and they have to reverse a whole bunch of sort of reputations and images about it.
But George Ishaq, a founding leader of Kafaya, argues that activists should take heart, knowing that their willingness to speak out already has made a difference.
You know, we achieve three items. We break culture of fear, we obtain our right to make a demonstration, and we have our right to criticize the president. It was red line, you can't reach it before Kafaya. Because, you know, in our culture, our president is half president, half God. so you can't touch it.
The question for Kafaya is whether those gains can be made permanent. For now, Egypt's opposition is hoping that the democratic spring they dreamed of is not just a false start. Lindsay Wise for VOA News, Cairo.